普羅政治民生起義。My Radio 2014，
擁抱大香港主義，香港地，香港人做主持。大香港早晨，香港早晨，香港早晨。
I'm Christine, I'm also from CPIC Pattern. First of all, I want to appreciate the presentation that Peter gave, and also the method of selecting who can participate in this consultation has improved from last time, because you guys do a lucky draw this time instead of raising hands, so I appreciate that improvement. So I try not to sound repetitive here, because we have been drawing attention and discussing to include nationality and citizenship to defining race,to the definition of race. But actually the root question is, Hong Kong doesn't have democracy. We don't have democracy. And I agree with this gentleman. We do not have rule of law in Hong Kong. And the Hong Kong government has no authority over who can come to Hong Kong and how many of the mainlanders can come here. Whether they are using the one-way permits or the individual visa scheme, the approval arrangement powers lie in the hand of the mainland Chinese Communist Party. And when the CCP wants to grow more and more influence in Hong Kong, they flood in numerous amount of people. In Hong Kong, we are criticizing that our culture, our order, our rules are being destroyed. And the point that I want to bring out here is that we are the one who suffer in this injustice system. When we stand up to defend our rights, we are accused of being discriminated. We are accused of discrimination. And we should defend the powerless, but not the other way around. And in the practically speaking, Peter, you have mentioned that you are not in favor of any nationality, right? But the line would be very thin. When you try to draw the line, if you try to favor a particular nationality, or when someone is accusing them, or criticizing their behaviors, on the practical speaking, who can say, you know, it's hard to judge. And I want to say that the law may be wrongfully explained or misused in favor of some political interest group, and the law may be served to the purpose, may not to serve the purpose to promote equal opportunity, but to be used for those who want to further and strengthen China's control in Hong Kong. And I understand it's not the EOC duties to regulate population policy or to ease the tension between Hong Kong or mainlander. But please consider carefully the negative outcome this law may possibly bring to the society. So that's all I want
to say.我想問誰是 Peter？
Peter 是那個主持其中一個 presenter， 他是法律高級主任來的，但他沒有中文名字、他是一個鬼佬來的，他是一個應該是混血兒啦、
是嗎、
okay，
你好像對跟他很有
很有交流
很熟
的，因為我是最尾、我是最尾那個發言的，跟著 他是詳細地解釋好不好的另一件事，因為我覺得你是一個房裡面，你應該是跟一個人說話的，不是只是讀那個稿，那我就嘗試去即是令到那個 dynamic 好一點，就沒有說跟他很熟的。
我感覺到你跟 Peter 的交流
私交成
功，那個交流相當之
不錯，
相當之密切，
有眼神的接觸，
相當之密切的那些這樣OK， 那是這個，那其實這個就是看到就是那個禮拜六那個這樣的就住那個平機會再進行這個歧視條例的修訂的第三場之諮詢啦，咁呢個就是一個英語諮詢嚟嘅，咁我就 suppose 就係我表演嘅時間嚟嘅，咁但我嗰日咁啱就唔得閒咁樣，咁就
知唔係就係
係啦，咁就
捧咗我出去，
就係、是、有其他嘅手，唔係你，唔係淨係你嘅，有其他嘅手足嘅，有一大班手足都去咗嘅咁樣，咁
我哋熱血嘅天才組啦，梗係啊，
咁係大班手足啦，都踴躍發言啦，嗰日都我哋有三位手足發言啦，即係包括你在內，
係啊，
有你啦，有阿 Bonix 啦，同埋有啊。
room
雀room
啦，系
雀 room 啊，雀 room 系啊，吓
别名叫谢老尾，
谢老尾啦咁样。咁系呢个系当日嘅情况系点咧？因为我冇去到，你讲讲当日嘅情况系点？多唔多人嘅咧？
其实当日咧个情况就喺翻平机会嗰个 office 度举行嘅，咁其实都多人嘅。我咁我眼望落去都起码有百几人咯，系啊。咁同埋嗰个个
唔系佢摆低平机会 office 即系遇少人啦、啊，其实系歧视啦、
啊，即系歧视啲英文讲嘅人。
佢觉得即系佢觉得大家唔讲英文嘅人就少啲嗰啲咁。
可能少过上次就一定噶啦，系少过上次就一定。
佢点知啊？我哋好，
但系都坐满嘅其实。
我哋好中，我哋好中意讲英文咧。其实我好想，我好中意讲英文噶。
我 feel 到啊！
我系想去，我今晚唔得闲啫嘛。
完全 feel 到啊！
系
啊，系啊，咁系咁嗰诶。个程序都是他哋用了一个钟头去讲解今次会。
唔系，但你好赞赏佢今次不是举手斗快啊嘛，今次系抽啦嘛，终于系。
系佢秒，但系佢隔篱嗰个人秒我咯。
点样秒你？
即系佢觉得我做咩要提翻呢件事，因为冇人提嘛呢件事。
呢个重要啊。
系啊，咁我觉得阿 Peter 就真系充满咗啲英国人嘅幽默感啦。咁佢就即系会，即系佢回应我嘅时候，佢都讲翻，哦系，咁、啊、今次嗰、那个方法改善咗，咁啊，即系都你令到你满意啦，咁样，即系佢都相当之幽默嘅。咁但系佢隔篱个鬼咧，就佢系秒我嘅，其实
系咩？
系佢咁样剔咗个眼咁样，即系官员会讲啲咁嘅说话，即系类似啲咁嘅意思啦。我留意佢面部表情嘅时候，咁但系其实
系咪因为佢哋唔知道上两次、上两场嘅斗快举手系惹起咗几大争议啊？
嗯，我谂其他人就真系唔知道，但系其实佢系主持人嚟嘅，秒我系嗰个主持人，
就应该一定知嘅。
系啊，系啊。
佢哋系评委会嘅成员嚟噶嘛？
佢一个系嗰个主任嚟，嗰、那个上次嗰、那个佢又冇话佢系法律主任，评委会嘅时候，但系佢系高级法律主任咯。
系
啊，咁可能未去或者会去其他地方嗰度做都唔定嘅。咁、哦、但系佢嗰日即系其实佢嗰日我哋有三个人发言啦，咁其实都系集中翻呢一个加翻国籍啊、公民身份等等落去呢个诉求度嘅。咁其实佢嗰、那
个关注呢个诉求，
关注呢个诉求，系啦。咁我哋个发言就集中喺呢度。其实佢嘅回应，佢自己有澄清话，佢唔系想去偏帮大陆人或者系香港人或者系任何一个种族。佢觉得系呢、這个系需要去 promote 嘅，去提倡嘅一个平等嘅机会咯。佢亦都话有一啲言论系话有一个阴谋论系香港政府指使他哋要加呢、這、一个意义落去种族嗰、那个定义里面啦。咁佢都真系澄清佢话佢冇啦。咁其实我哋阿 Bonix 都有个发言嘅。咁其实佢喺个发言里面就提到，如果我哋话佢系蝗虫，只不过系想去形容佢啲行为啊，佢呢啲不满，佢呢啲破坏秩序嘅嘢啦，嘅事情嘅種種嘅惡行啦，咁唔係話真係針對佢嘅背景嘅。咁喺呢個 Peter 佢回應嘅時候咧，佢就話：如果呢個只係一個free， 即係freedom to express， 即係其實係可以接受嘅，即係你係有權去
表達嘅自由，
表達你對某一個
某一種行為嘅不滿，
係啦，某一種行為嘅不滿。其實佢有用到嗰、那個，佢有講啊，佢英文佢係話，你可以表達你對 mainland 嘅不滿，即係佢即係中文就係你可以表達你對大陸人嘅唔中意佢哋咁樣。咁但係如果要去構成歧視嗰、那個，譬如煽動種族仇恨咧、嗯，你可能就咁你話蝗蟲就唔會係觸犯到嗰個法例。咁但係我覺得你之前譬如林鄭月娥啊，或者嗰啲其他官員，佢哋都話呢啲行為，好似嗰啲驅蝗行動嗰啲行為都係唔要得，都係要譴責翻去做驅蝗嘅人嚟嘅。咁樣即係。
唔係佢 exactly 嘅字，佢哋 exactly 嘅字眼就係用歧視啦。
係啊，即
係
我覺得，我覺得
歧視啦。
好似平機會呢個 Peter 同啊政府官員唔係好。
唔係大家都知道我哋嘅立場同埋嗰個言論係咩啦？雖然你係講英文咁，但係即係大家都，你譬如頭先阿 Christine 個發言都明確啦，就係指出啦，即係香港係一個冇民主嘅地方啦，同埋咧我哋呢個咁樣嘅，即係呢個咁樣嘅香港嘅一個移民政策啦，基本上係形同虛設啦咁樣啊，單程證嘅審批權並不掌握喺我哋手上邊。 啦，冇辦法掌控到究竟有幾多大陸人嚟啦。咁於是乎嗰個社會資源嘅分配不均啦，咁於是乎亦都導致咗咁有好多矛盾啦。雖然平機會並係即係並不係並不是去專責呢個咁樣嘅人口政策同埋消炎呢個咁樣嘅中港之間嘅矛盾，但亦都提醒佢小心會唔會成為咗一個工具去加強大陸對香港嘅控制啦咁樣。咁呢個都係即係我哋一貫嘅立場啦。但我想知道喺現場除咗我哋嘅人之外，譬如你話有百幾人啦，都唔知係唔係嘅，你有冇數過？即係
滿㗎、個房，
滿㗎係嘛？咁樣即係可能有近百人。咁係其他嘅其他與會者係一啲咩人嚟嘅咧？其實
有一啲都係關注少數族裔嘅人去發言嘅。有一個女人咧，佢就係嫁咗俾一個香港嘅永久性居民啦。咁即係其實佢嘅發言內容都係擔心，覺得自己喺呢一個香港係受到歧視嘅，因為佢雖然係有呢個身份啦，即係嫁咗俾香港永久性居民，有呢個永久居民嘅身份啦，但係可能即係但係佢嗰個，因為佢本身係一個少數族裔嘅人嚟嘅，咁但係佢個重點就係、是、就算有呢啲法例，佢哋都係會受到歧視啊，同埋好似譬如去揾工啊，或者開户口啊，都難啊。咁另外有一啲就係關注一啲傷殘人士有冇得到足夠嘅輔助設施，去喺呢個社會上面行，即係方便咁樣行動嘅關注咯、啊，都有。咁另外反而餵哺母乳或者性別嗰度，今次就可能就冇抽中到佢哋發言啦。
咁嗰啲反同組織嗰啲咧，嗰啲基督教嗰啲冇啊嘛。
冇抽到佢哋嘅發言咯、可能
有冇咁樣嘅人咧？有冇見到現場有咁樣嘅人士咧？
其實現場係你立望落去係多學生咯，反而
係嘛？
有啲係學生，有一部分係少數族裔嘅人咯。咁但係反同組織我就真係唔係好覺有。
嗱、所以冇水準咯呢啲，即係冇水準。一見到講英文就唔撚去啦。
其實你講翻水準咧，我覺得
點似得我哋啊？係咪先？我哋嗰個立場堅定啊，講中文同埋講英文都係講翻同一樣嘢啫嘛，係咪先？我哋再表達一次係咪？咁但係問題就係話嗰啲冇水準嘅係咪先？屌你老尾，淨係識得去，淨係識得喺，即係佢啲歪理咧轉咗英文唔撚識講，
唔識表達。
唔係今次咪冇嗰啲示威行動咯，即係大家都係好安靜咁樣喺度等呢個主持人維持呢個秩序啊，去抽你個 number 去發言啊，即係秩序上面嚟講啊，真係好好多。同上次冇得比啊！
唔係，因為我都強調就係話，譬如你哋出發之前，我都強調就係話，唔好有激烈嘅舉措。嗰、那個最主要嘅策略上面嚟講，就係話，譬如如果大家有留意嘅話，喺呢個咁嘅諮詢會之前，其實亦都有一個相關嘅新聞，就係、是、平機會即係周岳就話冇收到一啲所謂嘅大新移民啊，或者係。大陸人啊，受到呢個咁樣嘅相關種族歧視嘅一啲投訴咁樣，咁亦都有暗示到咧，就係話有可能咧係呢個咁樣嘅將呢個咁樣嘅種族歧視咧，包括埋呢個咁樣嘅永久居民、永久我啊，是否永久居民身份啦、國籍啦，同埋嗰個公民身份咧，是否包括埋入去呢個咁樣種族歧視條例入邊咧，都係似乎係有所保留嘅，即係似乎係有意抽起嘅咁樣。咁係咪因為即係數場嘅諮詢會？受到壓力又或者係乜嘢咧？嗰啲咁樣，咁係唔知道啦，咁係唔知道啦，咁樣。咁但係 anyway， 我哋都要。
Leo 補充，佢話有反同組織，但係又抽唔到佢哋講嘢。
我覺得唔係啦，冇水準啦，我覺得都係咁樣。我堅持我呢個論點啦，冇水準，唔撚識英文啦，屌你點黐到我哋？咁就係另外就係呢個咁樣嘅另外就係、是、我先講緊咩？係即係有。即係呢個只不過係一個風聲啦，呢個唔係我哋嘅，因為我哋係要把握任何一個諮詢嘅，即係去表達我哋訴求嘅機會啦，都去作出我哋嘅關注同埋表達我哋嘅發出我哋嘅聲音。我哋係喺呢個咁嘅環境底下咧，尤其是我亦都想像得到啦，即係尤其是喺一個英文嘅諮詢會入面咧，即係咧係相對嚟講咧，嗰、那個場面係會比較平靜一啲。咁、而喺咁嘅環境底下咧，就唔適宜啦，唔適宜，即係第一來佢唔適宜有一啲好個好
示威啊，
好激烈嘅好激烈形態嘅表達啦。二來就係話，亦都要把握呢個機會去再平靜地去陳述。 述我哋嘅理據，點解我哋去看待呢一件事係用咁樣嘅角度去看待？佢重點除咗係表達向平機會知道之外，亦都係借呢個機會係就住我哋嘅發言同埋表達嘅機會，向市民大眾去了解到我哋嘅立場，明白到我哋就住呢一個咁樣嘅歧視條例修訂，我哋唔係對歧視平機會嘅歧視條例修訂入邊，亦入邊譬如我自己去留意佢嘅諮詢文件入邊，亦都譬如喺一啲家庭崗位啊或者性別歧視啊嘅一啲修訂上面嚟講，我哋係表示歡迎嘅，我哋都係認為佢喺嗰啲範疇嘅修訂係會保障到更多嘅人免受呢個咁樣歧視，但係就住呢個咁樣嘅種族條例嗰一個咁樣嘅範圍嘅擴闊咧，我哋覺得係於理不合嘅，而且係極有可能成為一個政治工具。咁所以我哋都一再把握機會去表達我哋嘅立場嘅咁樣 ，OK？ 咁就
我覺得個層次要再深，即係個討論嘅層次要再深層少少。
點樣樣
咧？因為其實佢哋反駁嗰個理據就係話，其實香港咧係一個有法治嘅社會啦。咁我哋喺呢條條例，譬如推唔推介俾政府嘅時候，都係會基於法律嘅基礎而唔會淪為政治嘅工具。即但係你喺呢一個社會環境係呢件事係絕對有可能會發生嘅喎。
第一樣嘢我就唔了解嗰個狀況啦。但第一樣嘢就係話，即係關於呢一點咧，譬如咧，等於我哋好多喺好多我哋好多面對呢啲咁樣嘅有可能成為政治工具嘅莫須有條例咧，我哋嘅立場都係一樣，就係佢信奉一個所謂嘅司法可以作為一個把關啦咁樣。喂，有咁條例嘅都唔一定判你嗰啲咁樣。喂，等於我哋之前去討論一個咁樣嘅纏繞法。對於呢個咁樣嘅新聞自由嘅影響，我哋都係抱持同樣嘅態度。係，佢未必係會令到你判刑。喂，但係佢對你作出嘅檢控所帶嚟嘅成本已經足以阻礙你去進行採訪，又或者去揭露真相，甚至乎係對於一啲不公義嘅事件或者係機構嘅監察。譬如我哋而家喺我哋而家一個咁樣嘅反殖嘅抗爭入面，我哋可以話處於一個反殖嘅抗爭嘅反殖民嘅一個抗爭運動嘅一個風潮之中。呢、這個條例佢可能未必判我咁樣。咁譬如等於我9月2號都上庭啦咁樣，佢就無端端告鳩我。呢、這個咩啦？佢告我呢個咁樣嘅咩，在香港去闖入呢個咁樣嘅非法闖入呢個咁樣嘅強行闖入立法會咁樣，咁啊，即係同埋即係強行闖入立法會，同埋喺香港進行呢個咁嘅非法集結。好啦。喂，好老實講，即係喂，你話你都要最後睇翻個官判唔判你？喂，但係你淨係檢控呢一環。就足以加重了我的成本啦。
系啊，
喂，那個不單止加重了我時間的成本啦，那個直接加重了我的財務的負擔添啦。
系，
那個直接影響了我嘅，那個直接加重了我抗爭的成本嘅。喂，佢已經令我由一個原本嚇都仲有閒餘度過幾個月的日子的人，忽然之間變咗一貧如洗啦，就係因為呢單案。咁係呢個係喂夠嘅咯。夠噶咯喎 ，OK， 咁所以嗰個理據係即係嗰個所謂嘅因為香港有一個司法嘅制度，哔哩吧啦呢啲咁樣就係話佢唔了解個政權如何運用呢個咁嘅法律變成一個工具啫，咁樣，咁所以係我哋係要喺。同埋另一樣嘢，我哋唔係淨係話咗為咗防止佢作為一個政治工具就縱容歧視，而事實上嗰個歧視係唔應該存在㗎嘛。嗰個所謂嘅歧視範疇根本就唔應該存在㗎嘛。你係強行將佢分開咗兩個族群，然之後造成咗一個歧視嘅狀態出現啊嘛。
即係夾硬 cat 多咗一扎人出
嚟。係啊，同埋如果嗰個係一個正常嘅移民狀況啦，咁佢移咗民入嚟，咁就係香港人嚟㗎啦。係
啊。
咁同埋仲冇一個種族，即係甚至乎冇一個種族嘅分野存在添。呢班人係咪先？咁如果係咁嘅情況底下，根本就唔構成嗰個咁樣嘅狀況出嚟，根本就冇呢個狀況嘅存在。
其實嗰個 Peter 佢都即係好似當我哋好唔識嘢咁樣咯。其實佢個態度都有少少囂張嘅，即係佢就會講到好似係。
但係你又同佢咁親密嘅，
邊係親密咧？呢啲叫 friendly，OK？ 即係佢係即係佢會講到其實你哋。 咁樣哦，但你諗下喎，喺嗰啲加沙地區啊，嗰啲 Muslim 啊，嗰啲有好多呢啲咁嘅種族歧視、種族咁嘅仇殺存在啊。咁但係呢啲其實喺香港係完全唔適用，香港根本就冇一個歷史。
呢啲係比呢啲比爾不倫啦、啊。
係呢啲係呢啲
加沙
根本就冇呢啲咁種族歧視嘅歷史存在，係冇噶嘛，完全唔可以攞嚟比較咁。但是因為他講英文
香港有種香港是有種香港是有種族歧視的
有
這樣的情況
但是不是仇殺
但是就除了不是仇殺之外就還有都不是出現在他講的族群身上就是那個不是一個同等的情不是同樣的情況起碼那個你沒可能用一個這樣的 QK 的定義強分他作為一個不同的種族咯樣又或者你一是就將香港人和大陸人分成為兩個種族這樣那就容易計
算那就簡單很多
那就
唔使檢討，
咁我就認同你啊！我就認同你，我唔反對。
嚟緊仲有一場諮詢會嘅，就係今個禮拜六都係2:30到4:00，就喺屯門嘅。咁我都呼籲大家可以去發表你嘅。
咪梗係要去啦，盡量參與啦，咁樣。我哋睇埋呢個謝老美先啦。
好，謝老美啊。
Jerome Chu of Civic Passion. I'll address the elephant in the room in a minute.But I'd like to first of all show our appreciation and support for what ILC has been doing all the years, setting out to help and defend all those people, as you've already covered during the speech. And I won't repeat that, but I'd like to stress that all this is rooted on the fundamental moral principle that people are not to be held responsible for things that.Are out of their control, that's not of their own choosing, okay? And by extension, we also defend those because of their natural biological calling, had to do what they do, like women being pregnant, women breastfeeding, and so on and so forth. And we support all that. We believe that persecuting people whose characteristics and whose deeds are out of their control is discrimination. But nature does not force those people to queue jump. These people who queue jump, who urinate and defecate in public, choose to do that out of their own free will.When we admonish these people, when we criticize them, or even when we scold them, call them names, we do that exactly because we know that they are capable of refraining from doing all these. And what we all believe in, what we all treasure in Hong Kong, is common civil decency.And the reason why we're agitated, why we are angry, why we have anxiety, is because we see with our own eyes that these people are violating this common civil decency flagrantly. And this, of course, when we say we're not only including ethnic Chinese Hong Kongers, we include current and former domestic helpers from the Philippines, Indonesia, Thailand. We include South Asians. Many of them are second, third, fourth, fifth generation immigrants who speak fluent Cantonese. And we also, of course, cannot forget the Nepalese, sons and daughters of the Gurkhas. We owe massive debt to them.So when mainlanders seem to be singled out for queue jumpers, for being queue jumpers, for being public defecators and urinators, the only obvious reason why is that they are truly outstanding. So it is not our fault for singling them out. It is not your fault. It is not society's fault. It is the fault of the elephant in the room.That is, we don't have the right to choose who to come into Hong Kong.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please,
thank you.
Please,
okay.
Please.
Okay.
The 是英國人嚟
嘅，佢係好犀利喎。
喂，佢英文好過你喎。
係好，唔好緊張啊嗰日。
點解你究竟你係外國翻嚟定係佢係外國翻嚟？
佢都好似喺外國翻嚟
咯。係咩？佢唔係喎，佢明明喺香港好耐咯。
可能好耐以前去咗外國。
佢點解佢似啱啱喺外國翻嚟多過你嘅咁樣？
好難講呢啲嘢，人嘅際遇。
呢個咪英式，呢個咪英式英文同埋美式英文嘅比拼啊！你係咪美式英文嘅代表對上英式英文嘅代表？
咁我又唔敢 represent 美式英文，我又唔敢。不過即係 OK 嘅，但係我覺得係佢係好勁咯。咁所以我係頭先諗住唔播嘅，咁顯得我冇咁慘啊。咁但係你又話要播，咁
唔係我想播，我想播下喎。就唔係因為你有冇睇咩啊？你有冇睇佢態度都幾囂張？
你講阿謝老美
係啊，
佢第一個發言嘅，知唔知啊？
係嘛？
佢係我哋三個裏面第一個發言嘅，跟住我哋係唔知道對方坐喺邊，因為我哋分開咗嚟坐。咁跟住佢一起身就 ，I am Jim Chill from Civic Passion， 即係哇嗰個氣勢真係。
你知唔知佢似咩？你知唔知佢似咩？佢似你有冇睇過嗰套 sitcom 啊？嗰套叫咩
啊？美國噶？
唔係啊，英國，唔係後來有美國版本嘅，叫咩咧？
是 talk show 啊，定是点样？
唔系啊 ，sitcom 嚟噶，The Office。
哦，
你有睇 The Office？ 佢几次嗰 The Office？
我睇过美国版咯。
佢个系你睇美国版，你唔知道英国版
嗰个嚣张嘅。
英国版好睇好多噶，美国版冇咁好睇嘅。英国版嗰个肥仔，嗰个肥佬上司咧，佢头先个样似到十足。
佢好似喺全世界咧，
佢争在未讲烂嘅。
佢
自足對 office 嗰
個肥仔啊，即係好似全世界都係佢嘅聽眾咁樣咯，即係你哋係嚟聽我講呢番。
你睇翻英國版、美國版，我唔好睇，完全唔好笑英美國版啊！即
係 OK， 好
睇翻英國版啦，好撚好笑嗰套嘢。OK， 咁就其實冇咩講，我想聽下嗰啲英文咁樣。咁我哋去到最後就播埋 Bonics， 跟住去廣告。
Bonics 係荷蘭嘅代表。
Hello, I'm Miss Zhu from Passion Times. Although this consultation of EOC covers a range of topics, I still would like to draw the attention on my biggest concern on the treatment of mainlanders and migrants. What is Hong Kong people? Are we going to only define it by citizenships or resident status or the origin or the place of birth? I think, can we define it like the New Territory guys or the Hong Kong Island guys? I think the underlying principles of the definition, each definition is still quite confusing. In this sense, the differentiation between mainlanders and Hong Kong people is already presenting the nature of this today's consultation, like the hidden agenda in my sense. We are not just afraid of getting punishments by using the term locus of that we are always using nowadays in the reality, or other derogatory terms for the so-called mainlanders. But I'm more concerned about the twist logic of our city, how we are looking at the races and the resident status and different backgrounds of people. Like the term locus is only a metaphor for the destructive behaviors in this city. Here we are condemning the behavior itself and not the people's background. If they have no destructive behaviors, including but not just jumping the queue, as mentioned, and urinating on street, I believe no one would keep condemning. So in which sense would it be called a fair description or even condemned for something wrong in this city? I think it's a moral right for the local citizens to keep our good living standard. Okay, well, I would like to bring out again the problem of tourist interest and inappropriate allocations of local resources. I think the truth is the rising interest of tourists creates too much demand on our city, no matter on the shop spaces or the maternity baths. I agree that it's not EOC's duty to cover the failed policy planning allocation of resources of interest control. Yet it's a basic principle for EOC to not to neglect the current situations of Hong Kong and the underlying reason disconnect with with the reality and use discrimination ordinance to resolve such problems is exceeding its authority and at the same time admitting the malfunction of other government departments. So to make it worse, it might fall into the trap of witch hunting. The activists by the government to sit out and expose perceived enemies by fostering a degree of moral panic. I mean, there are worries outside. We cannot just neglect it. And I hope there will be more deeper thoughts and well-defined details and other studies on these issues with details.
Okay, thank you.